It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lars Eller! Trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And welcome on April the 15th, 2022, known as literally Good Friday. The show is DiPietro and Rothenberg with you. Mets home opener in just a matter of hours as they unveiled the statue of one Tom Seaver. It is Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball. Mets are 5-2 and great start. NBA postseason gets rolling tomorrow. And Yankees, better late than never, started, 8:40 last night, and very late last night into this morning. Yankees beat the Blue Jays. No thanks to Aroldis Chapman. Big thanks to Luis Severino. Morning roast today at 6:45. Before we get to any of it, any of all the goodness, we say good morning to Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, David. I'm doing fantastic. A lot to get into today. Can't stand rain delays, I can tell you that much.
Oh, 8:40 starts when you wake up at this hour is just a treat.
At that point, you're just like, can we cancel it? Just cancel it. Please, do me a favor.
Boy, I don't know about for you yesterday, but it poured at my house yesterday. Poured.
Pouring.
Oh.
Well, at least it cooled down a little bit. I've been used to the cold for so long that once it's heating up now, I'm getting a little uncomfortable.
Heating up, it didn't touch 80.
No, I know, but it's warm now. I'm used to the sweatshirts. I'm wearing T-shirts. It's a change.
It is.
I forget how to dress.
You sound like you're in your mid to late 80s, though.
Well, I forget how to dress now. Like I haven't actually had to put on jeans and a shirt in so long. It's like I forget how to dress.
You
what
still
matches.
Don't have to. No, just you wear whatever you want to wear.
No, I've had some meetings I've had to go to.
Meetings?
I had a meeting, big time meeting.
Well, when was the meeting?
You know what's amazing, though? I don't know if you feel this way. Like, we do the show, and it feels like it's just the four of us talking, right?
Right.
Sometimes you lose track.
Well,
the two of
us talking, and then sometimes the other two guys chiming in is what it feels like to me.
Well, they're usually, they'll be talking in our ears, berating us, you got a break.
It's break.
Yeah, I just dumped you because you said something you shouldn't have said.
How dare you say that.
Chastising.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
More of a parental figure as to our childlike figures. Yes.
Exactly right. Always judging us. So sometimes you lose track. Even an important meeting. What does somebody say to me? Something about the show.
Really?
You made a comment about your short sleeve hoodie. Didn't mention the show directly. Said something about the short sleeve hoodie so I would know. And then was like, oh yeah, I'm paying attention. I was up. I listened.
Wait, hang on. Now, hang on a second, would you? All right. I don't know anything about a meeting. I don't know who said what. I don't know what this is about. So everyone that's hearing this is hearing it for the first time, as am I. What are you talking about?
RJ, let the record show, this is not the parachute story. This is not a story that was ever told before on the show. Dave has never heard the story before.
A new story?
It's a new
big
story.
News! Jazz
wow.
hands! A new story.
No, so I had a meeting that I had to go to.
Okay. Now, so is this for work? Is this for your hockey appearances on
no,
ESPN?
No, this was a leisurely activity. This is a golf-related meeting I had.
Okay.
So
is this set up by the station?
No. This is independent of everybody.
Okay.
At the
so this has
this
nothing
me,
to do with work whatsoever.
No. This has nothing to do with work. So I had a meeting. Had to put on. I had a golf shirt and stuff. So that was a whole debacle. Like
Cass Roy, where you went golfing, they asked you to put on golf attire.
Yeah, exactly right. But I'm trying to match things. It was a big. It was complicated. I go too slow. I got yelled at. Why do you take so long? So I finally get to the meeting. Bunch of really nice people, and then just out of nowhere,
you're not familiar with. You don't know these guys.
I'd never met.
Okay,
never met. And out of nowhere, and this is like I don't know, a couple minutes into the meeting, one of the guys, really nice guy, shoots me a. You know, make sure you don't wear the short sleeve hoodie with the kind of like a wink, wink, nod, nod. Like, yep. I was like, what? What did you just say?
Who the hell are you?
He's like, yep. I was up. I was in the car. I was listening.
Really?
Tell your partner that if he comes here, I can't have him wearing the short sleeve hoodie.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm not going golfing with some of your secret.
Oh, you're golfing.
Some of your secret meetings. That's for starters. Okay. Secondly, I don't understand. This is why you're a bad guy.
Why am I a bad guy?
Because I'm doing the show. No one knows what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a short sleeve hoodie, and I should be allowed to wear a short sleeve hoodie. But no, all of a sudden, Carson Kressley doesn't like what I'm wearing, and he starts pointing it out for everyone to see. And now you're going to meetings, and that's a topic of conversation. The K-Show can't get enough. You can't get enough. Stop it. Leave me alone. Let me be.
I thought you would be happy. In this business, it's good when people are talking about you.
So this guy loves me, doesn't he?
Guy loves you. Wants you to come golf. Which I said, this is probably a good thing because now you're getting challenged every day by, you know, Kay, Don, Peter. We want to add a sport to the list. If you could golf, just think about if you could golf halfway decent and how Don feels about golfing.
Don, he would destroy, oh my God.
He'd destroy him. He'd quit. He'd probably tap out.
He probably would.
Well, golf is garbage.
So Ben asked me the other day. He's like, Dad, I think I want to start golfing. I said, well, this summer I think I want to start golfing. I said, here's the thing. I think in order to golf appropriately, you probably need to take some lessons. Otherwise, it'll just be a hack fest out there. I said, how about over the summer when we have some downtime and you're not, you know, constantly busy with everything that you do, we go out on the links and we take a couple lessons. He's like, yes, done. We'll do it. So That is the goal at some point in the not-so-distant future.
I think you'll like it. I do. You'll be frustrated at first. Kay tried it. Kay took some golf lessons. You'll be frustrated at first, but I think you'll like it. Spend some time with the kids. Not overly active.
I don't know.
You want to walk, you can walk.
A real long time to be doing. No.
Can't wait. I will watch every golf.
It doesn't have to be, though. It's as long as you want to make it. Play nine. Just start out playing nine.
Maybe I will. Maybe
like
I
it.
Will.
Just a taste.
So how'd the meeting go?
Meeting was great.
Good meeting?
Meeting was fantastic, yep.
Really?
Yeah.
So is this going to lead to good things for you and or maybe me?
I think for both of us, if you want. I mean, if you take up golf, it'll be great for the both of us.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're begging you to join like a big, fancy, swanky country club.
No.
That's what this is
no.
about, isn't it?
No, yeah, not begging, no. There's no begging going on.
They're begging. This is what this is about. They want you to join like the Mutton Town Country Club, right?
No. Nah,
where you have to give part of your first child just to be able to walk onto the grounds of this place.
How dare you? How dare you? As if I would join someplace with Andy from Merrick. No chance. The way he treats me? No, not the way he treats me.
See, but you're a country club guy. See, I'm not a country club guy.
What do you mean you're not a country club guy? They got pickleball country clubs now. They got tennis.
They?
Yes.
Like pickleball.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, I know how those country clubs work. It's like $50,000 initiation.
No.
And every time you eat, every time you have a meal, and you have to guarantee you're going to have like $10,000 worth of food. Like, that's not me.
No, that's it. They're all different, though. Now, you know, some have food minimums. Yeah, it's all different, though.
All right.
Now, you live
I'd
on a street with three houses.
Out. This is what they were judging you. This is what it was. This was not a meeting. This was, let's get to know Rick DiPietro, make sure we want him in our exclusive club.
Probably.
That's what it was.
I'm probably right.
This was not a meeting.
Well, it was a meeting.
No.
Yeah, there was a time
judging
I had to
you.
Meet. That's
no wonder
fine.
You had to match. No wonder you had to be appropriate.
Look
tell
at what
nice
happened.
Stories. That's what it was. They were judging you right on the heels of Good Friday, judging you up and down.
Could you imagine, though, if I all of a sudden started the parachute story and the guys, we've already heard that one?
We know. Oh, for God's sakes. You know, we don't want you as a member. You're
yeah,
telling
know.
Us the same stories over and over.
We know. Zdeno Chara is in good shape. We get it.
Yeah, I could have done Stump Rothenberg on the links. I mean, who knows how far this goes?
We should do that, though. If we ever do the golf tournament again, whenever that is, we should have a hole where you just sit on the hole and just people ask you questions.
That would be great.
That would be nice.
Are we going to get the whole thing sponsored? Maybe not. Maybe yeah, so. Right. All right.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Well, I lost my head for a moment. So, Yankees start late last night. That's a performance. And I heard Kay yesterday, and I don't know, man. I disagree with this. Gerrit Cole was very, very good. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. You know who was very, very good? Luis Severino was very,
awesome.
Very good last night. That's the start you desperately needed in a big moment.
Well, that's the start you expected, right? You saw the emotion. And baseball's amazing, man. It really is. For Vlad Guerrero Jr. to have the night he had, you know, three home runs, the double, the four RBIs to last night with the old golden sombrero. I mean, that's just how fickle the game is. But you saw the emotion from Luis Severino. He was filthy last night, man. He had everything cooking last night.
He was filthy, and he was motivated, and he was into it, and he was emotional. Here he is. Let's take a listen. Luis Severino on the emotion after striking out Vlad for a third time. Before leaving this game,
I knew that was my last hitter, so I knew like if I didn't get Guerrero there, I was gonna be out. So I was really excited, you know. I think I haven't thrown five innings in forever. I don't even remember, but it was really nice to go out there compete and help my team win.
But you're right. The night before, Guerrero had what 14 bases out of a possible 16, and the next night he strikes out four times. That's baseball.
That's baseball. I mean, it's the amazing part about baseball, because it really is a game of failure. But as far as Luis Severino was concerned, I mean, and fingers crossed for Yankees fans, I mean, if he can continue to build off this, and it's not going to be like this every, you know, every night or every time he starts. He had every pitch working last night. But, I mean, what a boost that would be for this team.
Well, they need another starter, right? We talk about it all the time.
Well, high end, someone high. I mean, so you need
right.
If he could settle in, because that's what you always expected him to be. If he wasn't going to be, you know, your ace, because he has pitched like an ace in the past until all the injuries started to happen. I mean, if he can settle in there as a really good two behind Gerrit Cole, forget it.
Forget it is right. I mean, you look at now the depth of that starting rotation coupled with what the bullpen offers you every single night. You know what I liked last night too. How many managers, and I get on Boone, I think you do as well, and I don't think it's unfair. I think it's fair criticism we give them. But how many managers, this is my closer, and this is what I do. It's my closer, big spot, and I live or die with him.
Yeah, he had no choice. He had no choice.
But he takes him out. He goes to Michael King. King is good. Gets out of the inning.
Good. Took him five pitches.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, a little double play action there, and away we go.
Now what is Chapman? What is Matt Chapman doing? What are we doing? Do we forget how to run bases now?
Clearly,
God, I mean the fundamentals of baseball are just
out the window. Did you see Pujols yesterday
try to steal third?
He just starts jogging to third. I mean, right in the view of the pitcher.
Yeah,
he just starts jogging to third.
That's amazing.
Just steps off like. I'll throw to third. It takes another 5 minutes to get to third, and then they take him out.
I'm invisible. No one can see me.
Right. Nobody see. You can't see me.
He's doing the John Cena as he's going to third.
You can't see me. So Yankees 7-game homestand, 4-3. Pretty good.
Well, 4-3 against two good teams. I mean, you won the series against Boston, and you split this one.
I will say this. People saying like, oh, that's really good. Anything less than 4-3 in 7 games at home, you would have been disappointed with.
I think so. I think you're right. Especially because, I mean, you had another Gerrit Cole start. You'd like to win as many of those as possible. And I'm with you. Like, you say what you want. Like, oh, yeah, he was, you know, they made that mistake to Vlad, which in Aaron Boone's trying to sell you that it was, I don't know how Vlad hit that. I mean, he hung a slider. Come on, man. I mean, Vlad Guerrero is one of the best hitters in the sport.
And then I heard yesterday on the show, like, you know, that's a ball Aaron Hicks can catch. It's like, come on, we're going to blame Aaron Hicks for that bomb from Guerrero.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. It's like, I get it. Like for most pitchers, yeah, that's a solid. That's pretty good. It's good.
It's
good
for most. Well, why did he go? He went what? Was it five innings or did he not make five?
No, he made five.
Five, three runs, five innings. No, 5 2/3. I think it was right.
Yeah, he actually gave you a little bit of length yesterday.
Yeah, so 5 2/3 at three runs. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. The result, this is a result business. It was fine. But for Gerrit Cole, in a big moment, that was not very good.
No, but I think you have to put it in context too, though, right? I mean, And I get, like, Aaron Boone was on yesterday. I listened to that whole interview talking about how this would be, you know, just with how abbreviated spring training would be. This is kind of like another, would be like his last spring training start, and was trying to sell it like that. But, I mean, when you start putting it in the context of what you saw in the wild card game last year, what you saw towards the end of the season, I know he was dealing with the hamstring, and more importantly, what you saw, you know, what you saw right out of the gate once they got rid of the spider tech. Like, I think that's where this whole thing started, was like, okay, no more spider tech, and then he started to look
right. All of a sudden, human. It felt like it was crumbling. Exactly true. 100% right. See, here's the thing. Nestor Cortez didn't give you a lot of length, was really good. Severino was really good. I'm sorry. You can't convince me that Gerrit Cole the other night, or in his first start, was really good. He's pitching to an ERA of what, like 5.5 right now? That's not really good. There's nothing really good about that.
Almost 5.6, yeah.
Okay, so stop it. There's nothing really good about that.
Well, see,
did
that's
he have
the thing,
decent
though.
Stuff?
Well, but that's the thing, though, right? Like, I mean, I was trying to think about this yesterday when Boone was talking, and it's like, you know, you have the difference in, and I'll make a hockey analogy, like having, you know, a Shesterkin or a Vasilevskiy, like one of those guys that's elite, like the best in the league to have, you know, a Vezina finalist kind of guy is, you know, they're judged on a different scale. And a lot of it is, okay, yeah, you had a great night, but if you had a game where you had, you know, 32 saves, but, you know, one of the goals you let in was a soft goal, like I'm holding you to a higher standard. Like that's not acceptable. And then your team ends up losing. Like, well, if you didn't let that soft one in, then, you know, things are different. So to try to go, well, he made one mistake. Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying.
In a game where you couldn't afford it.
But it's a two-run home run. And it's two more home runs. This one of the things that he struggled with is giving up a lot of home runs.
Giving up the home runs. He gave up a couple. You're right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You know who seems to be very intrigued by Passover?
I think RJ is, no?
RJ. Right? You get the same sense, don't you?
Well, the way you explained it, yeah. I mean, you're talking about having, I mean, we're having, you know, dinner, we're having intermissions. I mean, it sounds like a lot.
It's too much for me.
And you have to be early. I mean, you have to be up early to do the show tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I'm up early today, and I know you'll feel great pain with this. I can't even have a nap today.
This is going to be a rough one for you. I mean, it's just part of your routine, though.
It's part of my daily routine. Get in bed, a little Jeopardy, go back to sleep, get a good nap, and then get on with my day.
You're going to be a real treat by sunset.
Oh, it's going to be great. So, yeah, so I got to take Ben to baseball, and then I got to take him to training. And then I come home and I got to do some stuff for the station, and then the Mets are playing, so I'm not getting any semblance of a nap today. And then because Passover is on a Friday, we can't start till sundown.
This is a lot for you.
So a lot for me. And then we're going. So it's Sherry's college friends, and I like them very much, and they live Ooh. Not too far, right? So
probably have some good stories.
It's not everyone has college friends like this.
It's like, college, though, so they got to have some stories.
Well, I'm sure they have some
it's
stories.
It's a time for experimentation.
I mean, see, what happens, what you'll find is...
Maybe they got loose in their freshman year a little bit.
Many people become adults. Like we'll get together with these people, and it's an adult feel. Like, there's some jovial times and some fun conversation. It's an adult feel. It's not like us. It's not like me and you when we're together and like we're giggling over nonsense.
Good times.
You get a feeling of you're with adults.
So why? I mean, that doesn't make any sense though. Why would they invite you if it's like we're having an adult conversation, like an
I think
adult
it's more
table?
Sherry.
Has to be Sherry.
I think it's more her, and I think it's maybe to save her too. For we know.
Oh my God!
You live with this child, and we would like to invite you to an adult evening.
Thank you for being a friend.
I think is more of what it probably.
I would love nothing more than for at some point during this dinner tonight, just to show Dave just to creep into the mix.
What, to just start taking shots at people?
Yes.
Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. We'll go all the way.
You laugh. But that is now what's happened in my life.
Why wear pants?
I'll be at a youth sporting event, and because we sit here and we'll kill guys, right? We give them a hard time, or we say they're great, or whatever it is. Kid will go up there, be awful. I'll be like, oh, my God, get him out of there. He's awful. And then I'll get looks. I'm like, oh, God, what did I just do? Like, I'm at the point now where I almost can't separate the two. It's not funny.
Oh, it's funny.
It's not funny.
I hope someone takes one shot at you tonight, and we get Dave backed into a corner. That's the kind of Dave I
and
like.
I just come full swinging. Is that
who the hell are you?
Taking shots all over the place.
Might not even have to take shots. Like, because here's the thing. Because these are adults, and this is a Seder, and they're somewhat religious. So this can't start till sundown, which already has me feeling away. Because now we're talking about like an 8 o'clock start, and then they do this in two parts. And I already told Sherry. They do the first part of the Seder, read from the Haggadah, the whole thing. Then they have the meal. Then they do a second part. And I told her, I can't stay for a second part. It's too much for me. It's a Friday night. I have no nap happening. I'm going to be exhausted. I can't do a second
part. Lavishka, sit with me, Booby.
I can't do it. I won't do it. So we're leaving at halftime.
I think you have to, though. I mean, you're not getting, you're looking at, what, 10:30? If you stay for the whole thing?
Probably.
Oh, there's the one bonus. I mean, you're doing the Saturday show with Ty, right? So, I mean, after the first segment, he pretty much talks for the entire show. Like, he can't wait.
Now, is that a shot at me? Is it a shot at Ty? Where in fact, does that lie?
No, how could it be a shot at you? You have no, I mean, there's nothing you can do. I listen to the show. You bring him in, goodness of your heart, and then it's just, forget it. You can't even go to break.
I don't even need a guest.
Oh, I have so much to say. I have so many takes.
Yeah,
but
does.
We have to go to break, Ty. No, but I have so... Dave, your open was so good. That's what he does. Dave, your open was so good. I have so many things to say about it.
Yeah, that's his go-to, isn't it?
Yeah, because he knows.
Saturday, 9:15. Well,
once Dave, he says something nice to you, then he just has... He can do whatever he wants.
Listen, how much more airtime do I need?
No, I give
I'm
you credit for even working on a Saturday.
What, 15 hours a week. I'm on that show 3 hours a week. I got the hockey show. I'm on the air 19 hours a week. Do I need to be on more? No,
it's almost too much. It's almost too much.
You enjoy the Saturday
show. I think we need to revisit this. I need you. But here's the thing, though. I listen to the Saturday show, and you got all these great things to say that I wish to say for Monday.
Well, I can't do that, though.
But you can if you don't have to do the Saturday show, is what I'm saying.
Well, we'll see how long the Saturday
show
is.
You could sleep in on Saturdays.
Oh, don't even tempt me. By the way, RJ saying, because at halftime we're up and out, I'm the Vontae Davis of Passover guests, which I think is a good line.
It just retires at halftime?
Yeah, halftime, like, I'm all right, I'm out. I'm like Costanza. All right, I'm out. By the way, I received an email, because if you go to my website, which you made mention of, you can actually send me an email. I have a big one. You want to hear this email?
I do.
I refuse to go on Twitter. But I have a lot to say. The most interesting figure in New York City. Oh, you are the most interesting figure in New York City. I'm a huge Philly fan. But I go right to your podcast every morning with Rick and not to the two stations we have here in Philly. I'm fed up with Kay and his show messing with you. Truth is, Michael is Peterman. You are Kramer. He needs to buy your entire catalog of Rothenberg stories. He yearns for your charisma, experiences, and truth-telling. Nobody says it like you. It's endless, and it's all true, and we all think alike except for him, and we can't wait for the next story. How about that?
And this is a guy from Philly, and everyone in Philly knows you hate Philly.
I hate Philly.
I hate everything about Philly
except for this gentleman.
I mean, you were willing to jeopardize your friendship with Andrew Gunling, who that's the producer of the K-Show, close friend of yours.
I tell you this, and this is sincere. If you told me right now that we can go back in time and the Eagles lose that Super Bowl, but I never, ever will talk to Andrew Gundling again and he ceases to exist in my life, I would sign for that immediately.
No. Yes,
I would.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I would.
No, no. Don't say
that.
I'm
not that. Saying he ceases to exist in the world. I'm saying in my life. Like, Andrew and I have no dealings for the rest of my days, but Philly loses that Super Bowl, I would do it. And I like Andrew.
Do I look good in this suit, huh? I mean, come on. How good do I look in this suit?
It's not nice that you said that.
Well, it's true.
This is why you're damaged, though. That's a close personal relationship that you're willing to flush down the toilet for.
I would give up my 401k.
No.
I'm telling you.
No, but it was your own fault. You're the one that you laughed in Gundling's face about Carson Wentz's ACL.
Yeah, you really believe that I stemmed the Eagles winning the Super Bowl?
I think you
Come
tempted
on.
Fate. I think you tempted fate. At that point in your life, you had some sort of crazy power, and you tempted fate. Gundling almost
How
had a breakdown.
How come I never have this power for good?
I don't know. Gundling was almost crying. You made a grown man almost cry, is what I saw.
And I do it again.
And you're just going to double and triple down on it.
I'll do it again.
It's amazing to me.
That was awful.
Well, maybe
I would give up what I consider to be a really nice friendship with Gundling. If we can go back in time, that never happens.
Yeah, but at this point, who knows if he's your real friend, the way the K-Show treats
friend.
You? Well, who knows? Now, Don's supposed to be your friend.
Well, I think Don is clearly a bad person.
It's that whole show now taking shots. You never know. Maybe it's Gundling that's pushing them towards that. Maybe that's on their rundown.
Oh, you know what I see on our rundown, by the way? Is you know who apparently took shots at us?
Oh, it doesn't stop. Who now?
Gordon Damer.
Come on, Damer.
Gordon Damer's taking shots.
I'm just telling you right now. I may host the show by myself when you're off then. I may have to X Damer out.
Fake news. I think you should. All right, you know what? Enough of all the side stuff. Can we hear from Aaron Boone, please?
Yeah, I have a lot to say about Aaron Boone's appearance yesterday.
I do as well. Let's take a listen. Because Kay's talking about resting guys, and Boone was so shocked. He was like, what? What an awful take. I completely disagree. We should be able to rest guys. Game 6, Stanton, take the day. Here is Aaron Boone on the Kay Show yesterday.
You have 9 legitimate starters that have started their whole life, and one of them is going to sit out every single day. I just don't think that's sustainable for you.
Michael, it's going to work itself out. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, there's a chance one or two guys doesn't sit in the first 10 games. There's a chance, you know, one or two sit twice. And, you know, it'll work itself out over time based on, you know, hopefully we remain this healthy with our everyday guys. I think you're off a little bit. I think it totally works itself out, and the season's going to dictate how it works itself out, whether it be somebody's nicked up and needs a couple days, somebody has to go on the IL eventually at some point. You know, performance, you know, will start to come into play, certainly.
I couldn't disagree with him more.
Oh, but that's the line, right? I mean, you hear it all the time. The one cliche, it's a good problem to have. Well, it's still a problem, okay? And the other one is, it'll work itself out. Well, what if it, I mean, what if guys stay healthy? What if it actually works and guys do stay healthy?
Yeah, and again, I don't think game 6.
Yeah, which is a joke. But I mean, but you heard him in that interview. I mean, he said he pre-plans all this stuff.
Yeah, well, it's great. So they knew last week that game 6 against the Toronto Blue Jays, after not having played, you know, for months and months and months and coming back, in what's an important game, you're going to rest your best offensive player at the moment.
Well, he made it sound like it was going to be, he was deciding between, and it would have both been games against the Blue Jays. It was going to be game 4 or game 6.
I mean, rest him tonight.
I'll
never agree with that.
Well, but here's the thing, though. I mean, this is what I don't understand. Unless he's being pushed by the front office, the training
analytics,
staff, and everything else.
It.
No, but I didn't know if it's the analytics. It's probably the training staff, and there's, I'm sure, analytics involved with that, like how to maximize each player and make sure they can stay healthy for the duration of the season. And, you know, they actually had success with Stanton and Judge last season doing it. But it's like, I mean, Aaron Boone played the game. Like, Aaron Boone knows that there's something to be said about being, you know, seeing the ball well, feeling good. Like, they sit, Gallo has a good day, they sit him, he comes back, he stinks. They sit Stanton the day before, gets a hit yesterday, but a couple of his at-bats, man. I mean, he had The second at bat he had last night.
Yeah, it was not great.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
it
he had.
It was not great.
That second strike was like, it was one of the worst swings I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was not good.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
So RJ is now asking me, well, how far would you go with eliminating people from your life if it meant taking away titles? He's like, would, if you took away the three 90s titles, would you take away Santiago's friendship and dealings with you? And you know what I said? And RJ was impressed by this. I said, no, I don't think so. I don't believe so.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah. I like Ray a lot.
And I don't know if he likes you. I mean, you're nasty to him.
It's just not for Ray.
Well, it's also been a long time.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, you didn't throw in that little caveat, but there it is. It's been a long time, and you kind of enjoy how I've suffered. So,
oh, not kind of. I love it.
By the way.
Who cares?
By the way. Loss to the Niners this year? Oh. It was terrific.
Yeah, relax. By the way, I was joking when I saw you in the black T-shirt that you look like Steve Jobs.
What now? What now?
No. So, Biblioteca School of Technology has posted.
Or Biblioteca.
The young Steve. You look like Steve Jobs, man. I'm telling you right now. Watch the video. If they do a movie on Steve, another movie on Steve Jobs, you should be in it. You look just like him.
Wait, aside from the black T-shirt, you just think I look like Steve Jobs?
I'm telling you, watch the video. Facially, you look like Steve Jobs.
See, I don't agree with that.
RJ, please watch the video.
What video? What are you talking about?
Just like him.
Are we sure this isn't a deep fake? It looks like they put Dave's face on
it
Steve Jobs.
They probably did. They're probably tricking him. It's like Zell. Yesterday, he's remember with the Keith Hernandez thing? He's like, yeah, like there's a thing known as Zell. Like, yes, Rick, there's Zell. Now you're falling for this.
I got yelled at, by the way, for that.
You're very gullible.
About Zell?
I trust people. That's what I do.
What do you mean you trust people?
I just trust people.
You're going to be the Keith Hernandez at some point.
No.
Soon. Someone's going to call, listen, there's a bird in your attic and we can get it out if you just give us $10,000. Okay.
I would have to see the bird first. I'm not just going to fall for it. Hey, how would
you
know
it's in there? And then they'll go in and then they'll take a fake bird, bring it out, be like, this was it. This is the bird. You'd be like, oh, thank God you guys were here.
You guys are the best. Well, here's a tip. Hey, let me tip yes. you on top of it.
What, is 12% good? I don't know how much I tip somebody like this. Tip.
Yeah, I got yelled at for the whole Zelle thing. My wife's like, how did you not know that? I was like, I don't know. I don't even have
Venmo. I don't trust the Venmo.
I don't trust the Venmo. I had no idea about the Zelle.
You don't trust the Venmo.
I don't trust the Venmo.
It's amazing. I don't like use it. You're like an old man.
I'm not an old man. I would prefer to pay and just give you the cash.
Well, okay. How, if you don't see someone, can you just give them the cash?
I'll send you a check.
Forget it. I mean, if you're sending checks, you're involving mail, postage, checks, banking. For what reason?
Okay, so I can't mail you a check. But you're fine with me having to go to multiple stores yesterday to find a styrofoam cooler to get this whipped cream business done.
Well, that's different. There's no other way around that. That's the only way that we have. So you've started the process. Will the whipped cream be sent today?
The plan is today. Yep. I have to find a box to fit this giant. I can only find
how
really
many
big.
Did you buy the whipped cream yet?
Well, no, I didn't buy the whipped cream because I couldn't. I had to go to five different stores to get the cooler.
So how large of a whipped cream shipment do we have going on
this
here?
This is a large one. This
really?
Is I got to find a big enough box to fit this styrofoam cooler in. The styrofoam cooler is like, I'm not even joking. It's like, I'm going to have to put it down sideways to tape it up.
Like you walk into the post office, do they say, what are you shipping? And you like whipped cream?
I told you that happened to me last time. I got mocked at Stop and Shop where I bought it. And then when the guy asked me, what I was sending, and do I want insurance? I was like, no, I don't need insurance. He's like, you sure? What is it? I was like, whipped cream. He's like, what? I said, yeah, whipped cream.
I'm surprised that the guy running the register at Stop and Shop isn't like asking you for your number.
That's what it felt like. He was bringing other people over that worked there. I'm like, look at this guy. Look at all the whipped
cream. Steve, aisle three, get over here. What is it? Look at this guy. He's buying a 36-pack of whipped cream. He's crazy.
This is going to be a big shipment Mel gets.
I can't wait. See, this it's perfect. What are we, 13 days from the draft?
Yeah, I mean, right? We can have him all. If I send it today, it should get there.
If you send it today, he has it
latest
Tuesday?
Latest Monday.
Okay, Monday at the latest. All right, which means now we're 10 days pre-draft. How many bottles do you think are going to be in here? Cans are going to be in of the whipped cream?
What did I send, 8 last time?
Yeah.
Oh, you're probably looking at least
16?
Yeah, probably 16.
Okay. Now, he's a lunatic, and he goes through a bottle, a can of whipped cream a day, but still.
But that should give him, but time-wise, if that's something.
Exactly.
That should give him something to bring with him to Vegas.
He brings it to Vegas, although they might have this in Vegas, but regardless of that, it's the sweet spot where he remembers DPHR Rothenberg sent me all this whipped cream. I'm tired. Maybe I don't want to do their show. I'll be in Vegas. It's going to be, what, 4:30 in the morning? But for those guys, I'm in.
Maybe he mentions us on the broadcast when they start making Jets and Giants picks.
Maybe he does. Maybe he does. Listen, who would have thought? You remember back in days of yonder when we had Sean McDonough mention us on Monday Night Football when I pushed him into that.
Yeah, that was awesome. I liked having Sean on. That was fun.
That was
fun. He mentioned that to me when I saw him at the NHL thing we had in Chicago. I saw him, and he mentioned that.
Well, first of all, you see a lot of people. Second of all, what did he say?
No, we were talking about that. I saw him at that. Remember, I had to go. This is a while back before the season started. I had to go to that meeting in Chicago when he was there, and we took the bus back to the airport, and we were small talk, and we started, for some reason, got into when he would come on the show, and he brought that up.
Yeah, that was good times. I still can't believe he made mention of us on Monday Night Football.
Can you imagine that, though? Mel's breaking down the draft. We got Greeny there, and they go to him about the fourth overall pick from the Jets. He's like, I'll tell you right now, my guy's a DNR. Rick's going to love this pick for the Jets.
I could see that. I think they should do that.
That would be nice.
I think they should do that. I think it would be very appropriate. All right, so let's get to the calls. 1-800-919-3776.
Calls!
And then more of Aaron Boone. And then we'll ride through the first hour. We got the Mets opening today at home, so that's very exciting. Chris Bassett on the mound. JoJo and Nutley. Good morning, JoJo. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, top of the morning, guys. Shout out to the company. Just got to say, I really like the lineup we had yesterday going. I know that he's got to rest somebody, but I think Aaron Hicks is the odd man out. But as much as I don't like Aaron Hicks, Joey Gallo struggling, how long do we deal with this, man? It's another 0-for day, 2 strikeouts. I know he had a couple hits the other day, but how long are we going to go with this guy? I know I love that he's a gold glove outfielder, but I feel bad for him almost. He's getting booed out of his mind. It's rough there at left field, but do you guys agree that this is like our top lineup right here? Switching the catcher is not a big deal, but this has to be our lineup. I think Judge can move over to center and, DH – and if we have to, but this is our top lineup. What do you guys think?
I agree.
I think we've said that a couple different times, that this is their best lineup.
That's the best lineup the Yankees can put out onto the field.
But I think that was Kay's point when he was talking to Aaron Boone. Because Aaron Boone's probably right. I mean, someone's bound to get hurt. Right? I mean, Donaldson's dealt with leg stuff, calf stuff. I mean, at some point he may go, someone's going to get hurt, so this probably becomes a non-issue. But I think what Kay meant was that in order to get everyone in the lineup, at some point you're going to be sacrificing something, right? Like, I mean, if you have DJ playing third instead of second, so now I'm sacrificing defense because Donaldson's a better third baseman.
DJ's a better second baseman.
Exactly right. Or if I'm playing DJ at first and Rizzo has the day off, well, DJ's not as good defensively as Rizzo is at first base, so the pieces don't necessarily fit. Yeah, DJ can play second and first, second and third. But he's a gold glove second baseman. Like, that's his position. He does fine at third and first, but he's not.
Yeah, he's more than capable, but it's not the best position that he gives you.
Exactly right.
But play Gleyber Torres, where are you going to play him?
Well, that's the thing, though. If Stanton plays right field, now you have flexibility with that DH spot.
Sure.
That's the thing.
If you put Judge in center, Stanton in right, then you could, if you choose to put LeMahieu at second, then you can DH Gleyber Torres. Absolutely right. 100%.
And then you can have blatant games. You have the ability to bring in Hicks as a defensive replacement.
You sure do. All right, 1-800-919-3776. More from Aaron Boone. How does he decide who gets the day off?
I'm doing more, you know, mapping it out ahead of time as best I can. Baseball changes every day, but I'm roughly looking at the week ahead and, okay, who are we facing? When do I feel like I want to, in this first section of the season where we have 10 in a row, where I'm probably going to want to get at least everyone a day in there. All right, what makes the most sense to have this guy in there, and what's the best day to have that guy out of there based on a matchup, based on maybe who's pitching for us, who's obviously pitching for the other team, and just trying to, as best I can, do it that way.
So you're telling me he looked at the upcoming schedule as the season was starting and said, game six, I got to get Stanton out of there. He needs a day. That's the appropriate time to give him a day off.
It was 4 or 6, yep. Game 4 or game 6, because you're not going to play 10 in a row, even if he's DH.
But why? You don't need, first of all, the fact that he can't play 10 in a row is shocking. But put that aside. Why couldn't he have played the first 7, and then this weekend, he doesn't have to play 3 games?
It's a great question, and Michael asked him that question, because this was back and forth. And he said, well, then what, I just have everyone set out against Baltimore? And my response
not everyone.
No, just your best guys that need rest. Like, if you feel like Stanton can only play a certain amount of games because you're trying to keep him healthy, well, let's have him play the Red Sox in Blue
right.
Jays games.
And yes, and you know what? Let me ask you, is Baltimore a lesser team than Toronto?
Yes.
Should they be easier to beat than Toronto?
They better be, yep.
Are you competing with Baltimore for a division, for a playoff spot, for any of that?
No, you're not. And when here's the other thing I would say to that is that when you look at who's won this division, it's the team that has done obviously best against the, you know, the upper echelon teams, and the team that's beaten up on Baltimore. So yeah, I mean, you're trying to win the division, right? So I get it's early in the season, but there's a finite number of games against the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. So you'd like to take advantage of those games. So I'd like to have my best lineup, especially early in the season when everyone's healthy.
And he says, so what am I supposed to do, rest my best guys against Baltimore? Yes, quite frankly. Yeah,
but you don't have to rest everybody.
No, of course you're not going to rest everybody. So if tonight you'd have to rest Stanton, and then tomorrow you'd have to rest Judge, and then Sunday you'd have to rest, yeah, I mean, fill in the blank, yeah, then yes, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, I don't understand. How many teams are talking about rest already?
It's amazing, isn't it?
But, I mean, you're already mapping it out.
This guy can't DH for a game?
And you're already mapping it out, though. That's what I mean. So we're going to do this all season long, so we're going to map this thing out. That would frustrate the hell out of me as a player.
As a fan, too? No?
Of course. I mean, you're frustrated. You're not even a fan, and you're frustrated right now.
Because that I'm sorry. I heard his explanation. That will never make sense to me. Ever will that make sense to me.
No, it doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, I think this would be the time when everyone's healthy. That, because you don't know what's going to happen later on in the season, right? Like, I mean, what happens next time, you know, and then you're going to Toronto, so that brings into question how many guys aren't vaccinated.
Right.
But even as you get later on in the season, like, I mean, you may have guys that aren't available to play. So I have everybody available. I'd like to play my best lineup.
Of course you would.
And then
and
it's not
right.
Like, but then you go Baltimore, Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore. Like, you find rest. I mean, there's plenty of time to find some rest in that. In that group of games.
And I think you got Kansas City mixed in there also, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I hear what he says. I respect Aaron Boone. It actually gets me angry.
Let me ask you a question. How many times have you heard this? And I'm sure, I mean, even if you asked your kids who play baseball, they probably say the same thing. But I hear this from a lot of
Alex
baseball players.
Alex is retired, by the way. He's done.
He's done.
Yeah,
he's done. He's lacrosse.
Oh, Ben loves it.
Yeah, but Ben loves baseball. But
loves
I hear this
it.
from all my buddies that play baseball. I think Alex Rodriguez has said this though too. It's like, as a player, and this is any sport though, we're creatures of habit. Like we love having some kind of routine. And I always hear this from baseball players. It's nice when you know that every time you go to the ballpark, where you're going to play and where you're going to hit, to have that consistency. So I walk in, I know I'm playing short, I'm batting third. Next day, I'm playing short, I'm batting third. Like, there's something to be said about that.
Okay.
And they clearly don't believe in that.
Obviously.
Because
obviously.
It's like, oh, no, you know what? You're seeing the ball good. Doesn't matter. You need some rest.
I wonder if they tell Stanton this. Like, you know, game 2. You know what, Giancarlo? Game 6 next Wednesday, you're not going to be playing. I wonder if there's, like, he knows well in advance that he's not going to be involved in the 6th game of the season.
Well, I'm sure I would imagine they're going to have to keep these guys aware of when they're going to get days off, because all these guys feel like they're everyday players.
Can you imagine? I mean, I just can't even believe He plays five games? That's like, all right, you know what we got to do, Booney? You got to figure out a way to get Giancarlo a day.
Well, you know what it is, too? I guarantee how they're selling it to the players, too, is that we're going to save you from yourselves. Because we know you want to play every day. But trust us.
We know best.
We know best. We're going to save you from yourselves, and we're going to make sure you stay healthy.
Cal Ripken must just I would love to get him on just to ask that question.
Well, Cal Ripken, how about, I mean, we're going to talk about, you know, Tom Seaver's statue and the whole Tom Seaver day and everything today. And the beauty of stuff like that is you go back and you look at, you know, you look at Tom Seaver's career, his numbers. Dude, I mean, try to guess how many complete games Tom Seaver had.
177.
231.
Wow.
231 complete games.
You do realize that probably in the next 5 years, with all of baseball, you won't get anywhere near 231 complete games, right?
No. I mean, you're talking, he went, so 1967, 22 years old, he goes 251 innings, follows it up with 278, 273, 290, 286, 262, 290.
What I don't understand is how were guys able to do that when the medicine and the technology was nowhere near what it is today, and today now you can't be asked to do anything. And Seaver made it, I mean, pitched forever.
Yeah, he had a long career. I mean, he pitched up until he was 41.
Yeah, I mean, he pitched, I think he got his 300th game at Yankee Stadium with the White Sox. Pitched forever. But I don't understand. How were guys able to do it back in the day? And you can't say Seaver was not a soft-throwing guy.
No, I think it starts young, man. I mean, if you brought any doctor on, start talking about why athletes break down quickly now, it's just because they no one stops. They don't stop. They don't take time off.
Why, because they go year-round?
Well, they go year-round. It's so specialized. I mean, from an early age, I see it now with hockey. I mean, these kids don't stop. They play on like three or four different teams. It's every single day.
They play 12 months a year. It's actually the nice thing about baseball here in New York is that, I mean, for the kids, it's like you can't play for a couple months.
Yeah, but these guys, and you got bigger, faster, stronger athletes, more torque, all of it. And I know people get frustrated because you would just imagine, like, with, you know, better technology, better medicine and everything else, that guys would stay healthy, but they don't. Break down.
They really don't. I mean, the more technology, the more we know, the more injured they get. Doesn't it feel like injuries, and I'm sure we could figure this out, like find statistically if this is true or not. Doesn't it feel like there are more injuries now than there used to be?
Yeah, or what? I mean, more injuries that we hear about. I'm sure there were a lot back in the day where guys would just battle through it. But, I mean, you get so much money invested in these players, too, that you want them, you end up trying to, you know, kid glove them.
Right.
Because you're trying to make sure they stay healthy.
I mean, guys never used to get all these days off. I mean, you would have laughed at that guy getting game six off of the season.
No, I know, but it was a completely different time, though, man. Like, you don't see, like, the amount of work these guys put in before they even step on the field. Like, the amount of swings that they take down.
No, I know. You're talking about hundreds of swings and hours, and they're down in the batting cage and hitting. I get it. I don't understand how this guy can't take, not even play the field, get four at-bats during a game. I'm sorry. I don't understand. I won't understand. So I guess we don't need to belabor the point. Let's go to Joe and Merrick. Joe, good morning, my friend. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
We're doing great. It's a Friday. By the way, Joe, how about this for you? Just for you. Buster only 7:35 this morning.
I know.
How did you know?
I just said I know. Kidding around.
All right.
But I'm glad.
Numerous busters doing different things. Go ahead.
2 points. Number one, Severino got nasty with Junior yesterday. Guy hit three home runs the day before. Yesterday he got sliced up three times. So that could be our potential ace if he stays healthy. And number 2 point was, I have to recant. After talking to you guys the other day, yeah, the Yankees need to pay Judge. You guys were right. I was just being a stubborn Yankee fan.
See, welcome to the right side. And thank you for the call, Joe. And that's a nice call. See, I you know what I appreciate? You listen to the show. You have a differing opinion. You realize, and we're not always right, but you realize, you know what? Those guys are right. You call back and you reflect on that and say, you guys were right. I was wrong. Good on you. I like that.
Yeah, that's having a real conversation. That's going back and forth. tell you what I think. You tell me what you think, and then maybe, you know, maybe I learned something, change my mind.
That's what it's all about, right?
It's but Brian Cashman got exactly what he was trying to get by releasing the contract details.
Yeah, he got people against Aaron Judge and very pro-Yankee here.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.